Hey there guys, this is Steve Horseman and Dan Dorr with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks again for watching today. We thought we'd come out here to my backyard and shoot this video. And we've been walking around the forest today and we said, hey, let's make a video. What do you want to talk about?
So we decided we're going to talk about trust.
Yeah, trust. How can I trust he's not going to throw me off this rock into a gorge behind us? Well, we talked about the fact that trust is something that has a spiritual nature to it. It's impossible to trust somebody if you have fear, if you have insecurity, if you have uncertainty working in your bones. It's very, very hard to trust. In our relationship, we've been putting together all kinds of programs and serving men, and we've been talking about maybe getting a contract, maybe something on paper that would describe. And we keep saying, well, we'll do it. And I kept hearing, I trust you. You know, we'll get to it. I trust you. Why is that? Why is it that we trust each other so much that we can do this without having some legal document protecting us right from the start? We knew we wanted to give more and serve quicker than we needed to have the security of a document saying that we wouldn't screw each other. What else about trust in relationship?
Particularly in relationship, we were talking earlier about trust being something that isn't, you can't have a partial trust. If you have a partial trust, then you're always coming from some kind of need for a particular outcome, or you're concerned about a particular outcome, or not getting a particular outcome. So trust is an on or off switch, you know, and we often talk about trust being something that is earned, but at its foundation, trust has to be something that you choose to give.
I love that.
So
yeah, it's an on or off switch. It's a one or a zero for you techie guys, right? So how you might say, how can I trust fully if I don't know if I can trust her? That's a fearful question. That's an insecure question. It's a conditional question that I will only mostly trust somebody if I think they mostly trust me. But what if trust is a place to come from? It's a gift to give. And the only way you can do that is if you don't have an attachment to a certain outcome, that you don't have the neediness, the insecurity, and the fear behind you, wondering that what is the risk behind me trusting someone? I trust your intent. We haven't had a document to describe what we do because I totally trust his intention. I trust that he loves what we do, he loves who we serve, and he loves me, right? There you go, gushy, gushy men talk.
And underlying all of that, you know, that question of how can I trust somebody, underlying all of that for us in particular is if we have any issues or if something comes up, then we're completely transparent and open about talking about that. And so there's the basis for trust, is that we bring things up that come up for us.
Yeah.
Trust, I was saying earlier to Steve about trust being something that is tied to risk. Risk creates trust.
Yeah, you're in it together. Yeah, you're a team. And because of the shared risk, you have to trust each other. And that's something we've cultivated. So the homework question for you is, how are you going to trust today? How are you going to give the gift of trust, unconditional trust, without neediness, without fear of outcome, without the insecurity of having to know that somebody trusts you back? All right, how are you going to give it? My arm's getting really tired, so we need to sign off. That's your homework. Post something in the comments here about trust, what you think about it, how maybe you've been holding it back. Give us an example of how you've given trust and how that worked out for you.
See you guys. Take care.
Bye-bye.